The Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
So as I mentioned, we're very, very lucky because a brand new series of Other Voices is coming back. It came back actually last week, Series 22, and it's just an amazing TV show to watch, and the success of it is just absolutely staggering. So they're coming back with another series of amazing performances filmed in that church in Dingle, and also in Cork and in West Wales as well. And we're very, very lucky because the founder of Other Voices, Philip King, is on the line right now from Dingle, from west of Dingle. How are you doing, Philip?
I'm doing real good. It stopped raining in about 8 miles west of Dingle. We've had deluges for the last little while, but it's beautiful, beautiful West Kerry day today, spring day. So lovely to talk to you, and hope all is well in Dublin.
Yeah, all is fine. Yeah, all is good. Thank you. I'm a big fan of Other Voices. I've played it twice in the church, and they've always just been really kind of special experiences, whether it's the night itself, the playing, or the kind of other bands you get to see and hang around with, or maybe a pint across the road, and whatever that leads to. How does it feel to be back?
It feels great to be back. It's a very interesting winding road, but I would say this. I think that there is a remarkable soundtrack in Ireland right now in all its difference and diversity. And when we started 22 years ago doing this thing, we had one goal, if you like, in front of us, and that was to celebrate what's about to happen. And I hope we have kept to that mission. I hope we've kept to that, the spirit of that, alive. And looking at the music that's there this year, Sea Metals with us a couple of years ago and is back and is really, really so amazing right now. Artists like Susan O'Neill and Gurriers are with us this year. And there's such a diversity of brilliant music in Ireland right now, Kieran, isn't there? I mean, it's just, I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. People like Rachel Lavelle and Circa Richardson. I mean, what an amazing bunch of musicians we have. Lancome and the Vagabonds and Lisa O'Neill and the Mary Wallopers. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. And many of those artists probably began or did their first television piece ever in that little church that you visited on a couple of occasions over the years. So it's a delight to be back. It's a real privilege to be with these remarkable musicians and to be able to platform them to the world and stream them to the world and have them on television. But there is one other little thing that I've been thinking about quite a bit this year above all other years, probably because it's 2024. Ireland is beginning a new decade of a new century of independence, 100 years on. And I've always felt like that soundtrack that we have, the soundtrack that we have created, that the musicians have written and performed, is a hugely eloquent, emotional response to the changing times that we have lived through. So I think it was Frank Hart, the great song collector, said, if you want to know the facts, consult the history book. If you want to know what it felt like, ask a singer. And I think we're in the feelings business.
No, I think that is something I would totally connect with. One of the things that I always felt about playing Other Voices was there was a feeling of community that you don't get in a normal TV show and you don't get at a normal festival. It really feels like a little community of artists. I mean, the first night we played, I spent the entire evening talking to Bellex One and The Immediate, yeah, and all these bands till all hours in the morning, you know, and yeah, we sat, you know, it just felt like a kind of a community feeling. Was that something you felt like you wanted to promote, or was it something that naturally kind of came into place?
I think it sort of evolved, and you're right, it is a community. There is a brilliant community of musicians in Kerry, in West Kerry. Traditional music and traditional singing is part and parcel of the community here. And I think when artists come, they sense that there's something here that's a good place for music. And I think that's very, very important. When the National came here for the first time, they had a really horrendous journey. Their plane came into Ireland. They were meant to land in Dublin. The weather was so bad, they landed in Shannon, took a coach to Dublin, did the gig in the Olympia, got onto the coach and drove to Dingle in the snow. And when they got here, they woke up the following morning and they said, God, this is a really remarkable place. They played a great gig. And they all changed their flights and stayed here for, you know, an extra week. And it's that sort of sense of the place. But there's another community at work here as well, which is the crew, if you like, in terms of the sound, in terms of the lights, in terms of the 150 people that now work on this thing. It's that community of artists and crew and everybody working together. And I think that's probably what you're feeling. You know, I mean, you know, that sense of a musical community being together at a special time of the year in December in a place that is very physically beautiful and just hugely magnetic and attractive.
Yeah, no, and one of the things about that location you're talking about is just, yeah, it does feel those winter evenings, you know, there's nothing nicer than having a really nice chat and a really nice fire and watching some amazing music. I remember the last time we played, the next morning after we played, we sat down with Young Fathers and watched the football for like 3 hours, sitting there just like, you know, a group of lads watching the football, you know, and they were one of the best bands, you know, in the UK. Like, it was just amazing. But look, Other Voices, so it began on Thursday, 29th of February. It's every Thursday night. You can watch it on RTE2. So please go and check it out. It is just a stunning, and something that's really important, it's curated. It's just some of the finest music curated for you. So really looking forward to this series. And look, there's some amazing acts on it, and we don't have to go through it. Don't have time to go through them all, I guess. You know, Kay Tempest, who's amazing. Murder Capital Villagers, BC Camplight, CMAT, as you mentioned, are opening it up. Gurriers, Mick Flanagan.
And Gurriers, just absolutely fantastic. And there's just one other tiny thing to say, and it's this. I mean, it's the night of the Oscars. I think Ireland is having a moment right now. I think it's in the music. I think it's in the literature. I think it's in the language. It's certainly in the film. And all of these artists and creative people are sending a message out of Ireland that this is indeed a remarkably creative, uplifting and inspiring place to be right now as an artist. And we put ourselves on the world stage through our music and our art. And people give us a sense, it gives people a sense of that we are a very, very creative nation. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, no, it is absolutely great. I'll send you on my demo for the new music and we'll see if it gets in your back pocket.
Please do. Please do.
But listen, you know, it's all about the music, of course. And who, I'd love to just, from your perspective, some of your favourite Irish artists or Irish performances that have played briefly
this
before.
This is a really difficult question.
Oh, it's huge, hugely difficult. Like, you know, absolutely.
Your own performances, so many performances come to mind. But I was thinking maybe we go back to the very beginning to Other Voices 1, and a very young Damien Rice arrived and he performed, I think, almost the entirety of the old record on that occasion. And there's a performance which you'll find, I think, on the Other Voices 1 record, which is a performance of The Blower's Daughter with Lisa Hannigan. And it's so compelling and beautiful and uplifting. It's great.
Yeah, I'm going to play that now. Absolutely special stuff. Look, congratulations on the continued success of Other Voices and the upcoming Series 22, which started last week. Absolutely fantastic. Can't wait to see it. Thank you so much for chatting to us, Philip.
Thanks a million, Kieran. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. Let's play a little bit of that suggestion. This is The Blower's Daughter by Damien Rice and Lisa Hannigan. This is Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.